AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
And I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It.
Cut to it. Cut to it. Let's get down to it. Cut to it.
We ask the questions you always want to know, but no one ever asks.
Let's cut to it.
I should know it's on. You ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know. I should know it's on. It's on.
Buenos dias. I don't know where that came from.
I like the exuberance, though.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking, there was an incident. Man, this was a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With your football camp. It would have been your last football camp that you did here in Charlotte, right? Was that the last one?
No, it wasn't my last
one. Second to last one?
It was one of
them. One of them. I know it was a few years ago. You got to tell it, though. Oh, okay. But just in terms of beverage and what happened with some of the kids, it's just a funny story,
so,
man.
So I used to do football camps here in Charlotte. And then also, you'll hear, too, as we go down, I've done football camps on military bases as well. I've done it in Camp Humphreys, which is
overseas.
It's Camp Humphreys is actually several miles away from the demilitarized zone near South Korea, right? So I've been to Hawaii, Frankfurt, Germany. So I've had the honor to serve the military's kids all over. But so I do but I always had a camp for about 9 or 10, almost 10 years here in Charlotte that I was doing. And so we had a lot of different sponsors that would come on board. And so one of our sponsors for our camp was Sunny Delight.
Yep.
Now, if anybody has ever been in the South, beverage sponsor. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's been in the South of North Carolina in July, it's hot as fish grease. Right. And when I say fish grease,
you can put some tilapia out there. Yeah.
Put some tilapia. Drop that tilapia in there about 100 yards.
She's going to fry.
That grease going to be all over. So anyway, so we're out there, and it's probably 95 degrees with 90% humidity, so it's equivalent to about 102 degrees. Hot. You're so hot on the pavement, you can see the heat
rising
on the just going on the top of the asphalt. So we're out here, about 200 plus kids, and so we have a water break, not a regular water break. We have a Sunny D. We are providing Sunny D light to the children. And let me tell you what happened with Sunny D. Man, Sunny D was sniping these kids left and right.
Now, why is that?
Because Sunny D is not real orange juice.
No, it's not.
Sunny D has less. I think it has 10% orange juice. The
orange drink.
The 90% of the other juice is stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a drink or juice. It's just drink.
It's a drink. And we all know what happens when you drink too much drink. That heat got to bubbling. These kids weren't passing out.
Yeah.
You know how they were losing in the football camp? We were losing the kids by vomit. These kids were running routes.
All curling. Whoo,
and just falling out. We had about 20 kids that just stopped. Now, you got to imagine, when a kid stopped because he got bubble guts, I think I got it. I don't feel so good. I made an executive decision. No more Sunday D.
I know. Glad that you're sponsoring.
Hey, I love the financial commitment.
Right.
I love the product commitment.
But our kids out here hurting.
But we got to get this Sunday D out of here.
Just so everybody, they weren't padded. It's just t-shirts and shorts. It's just t-shirts and shorts. Right. It's just touch.
We were just having a good old time.
It's not full contact, nothing.
No, it wasn't nothing like that. Yeah. I don't believe having full contact. The way you introduce kids on playing for sports is you let them gradually acclimate to getting hit. But you don't teach a little kid how to catch a football when he knows that the next Luke Kuechly is playing middle linebacker on the field. It's really hard to keep a focus on the ball when you're about to get your ribs broken.
Yeah.
Right? And, bro, we were losing kids. I'm talking about – so that literally the next day, it's a two-day camp, three-day camp. We literally the next day, I said, bro, we took all the Sunny D's out.
Because it was not providing hydration.
Dog, they was dying. We was losing kids left and right. I mean, we lost 20 kids. Like, 20 kids just did not show up the next day. Like, Sunny D took out, you know how they talk about all the turf monster?
Yeah.
The Sunny D monster.
That Sunny D monster jumped on their back.
It was real. It was awful.
Get over here.
The sad part is, you know, I got to drink the product.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'm drinking that product. I start, and you know
it's started hitting you too?
And I was starting, you hit this. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. That's the liquid in your stomach. Around, it was.
Bad business.
I was hurt. Sunny D, athletics, and running around.
Not the best combo.
Listen, Sunny D better not ever show an athletic sport and drinking after. Quenching your thirst with some Sunny D, it'd be your last sport.
That's your last one.
So that's the Sunny D story, but man, till this day, bro, it was bad. Even my son, man. He was like, yeah, Dad.
Bad idea.
When I saw Kevin, I was like, yeah, I got to stop drinking this Sunday because it was free.
Yeah.
So they gave us cases. Mm-hmm. Like, we were giving, it was like 250 kids. Each kid got two Sunny D's to take home. We had like 400 Sunny D's. Mm-hmm. Bro, we dumped them. We had to dump the product because it was killing the kids. It was killing them.
So
that'd be like, I hate to say it, that'd be like giving kids Mexican food to go play sports. Like, bro, can you imagine?
That's why you dropped that Buenos Dias.
Bro, can you imagine running a post route after eating a bean burrito?
I don't really want to. Oh. No, that's probably you make that cut. It's going to be the last cut.
Don't let that quarterback lead you into a messy situation.
Yeah, you needed a black nickname anyway. Now your name's Scooter.
Scooter.
It's always a black Scooter.
What
somewhere.
Up? Hey, how you guys doing? Steve Smith Sr. here and G. Welcome to the podcast.
What up?
And Buenos Dias.
My Spanish is rusty, so I don't know how to respond.
Is that right? Buenos Dias?
Well, yeah. Buenos tardes if it's afternoon. Buenos noches if it's good night. You ain't know I was a little bilingual.
You ain't bilingual. Anyway, we got our booking manager on here, Joe Fusi, nicknamed Scooter.
Yeah, a.k.a. Backstage Joe. He usually backstage, but backstage. Now we brought him to the limelight.
Yes.
Right now.
So Joe's one of our homeboys and good dude, very talented businessman.
Yeah, makes a lot of this happen. This
but I tell you what, his ass is not.
What's that?
He is not a good communicator on this subject at hand. So we were talking this weekend, and Joe has a boat. Mm-hmm. And Joe loves to go on his boat. Now, Joe loves to play golf with Smitty. Yeah. But Smitty ain't as good as Joe, but Smitty got the membership and Joe got the boat.
So,
and it's a nice boat. This ain't no shrimp boat.
This ain't no shrimp boat. This is a good boat.
It's a nice boat.
And so Joe loves being on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And his beautiful wife, Kim, says, look, if you get the boats, you can't have a country club membership. So Joe's on, you know, Joe's my golfing buddy. I love hanging out with him. Mm-hmm. Great dude, business as well. Helps me with a lot of stuff. So me and Joe chilling. And I know, so I get some shoes for do some yard work.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have these cool, like, boots, but they're waterproof. And so I can hose them down.
Yeah.
And not get my socks wet. And I hate wet socks.
Mm.
Like, that is like...
Touche.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... Eh. Like, two things...
Pretentious
like,
ass.
Yard... That yard work that I hate. Wet socks and picking up dog poop. But I got a dog, so I pick up dog poop. So the only thing I can really get away with is not having wet socks. So I say, man, these shoes... And then I discover that these boots, they also make boat shoes.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you a text.
Okay.
Good morning, Joe. Quick question. What shoe size are you? Morning, Steve. I am a 10.5 to 11.5.
So he gave you a range.
Depends on the style. So at this time, Joe did not know I am trying to order these shoes as I am texting him.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like.
You just need one size.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, all right, let me gather up something that we can all identify with.
Mm-hmm.
Generally Nikes, depending on Nikes, run small. So I said, what size are you in Jordans?
Okay.
And here's where it gets interesting. Scooter.
I'm here.
Okay, here we go.
What up, Joe?
What's going on, fellas?
He goes, I said, what size? And I even SZ in Jordans. So now I'm into like, cutting
we're,
it to like,
we're
hey,
in the specifics,
yeah,
right?
Hey,
yeah,
what
we
size?
Cut to it.
I got the laptop up.
Yeah.
It got two pair of sizes left. I want to get my boy some boat shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I wear an 11.
My God, man.
And an 11.5 if I tighten them up.
Oh.
Now
tighten up, Jordan.
So I go back up.
That's a
and
cardinal
I said,
saying right there.
First of all, he's a 10.5 to 11.5. And now he's a 11, but if I tighten him up, 11.5. So here is.
I don't ever want to see you wear
here
a
is my reply.
James.
I'm so not proud of this.
Here is my reply. What blankety blank size are you, bro? I don't want the hood size when you can't afford to pass up what they're giving you. Grown ass man, you walking into a shoe store to get a pair of Vans. What size can I get you, sir? Joe, reply is, you can get me size
11.
11. I said, not in between sizes. I've looked that up. There is no size between 10.5 and 11.5. And there's definitely no size for 11.5 when I tighten them up.
Yeah.
He's like, dang, why are you on me so bad? I said, reread your reply and see why, ... This whole time I'm trying to order you a pair of shoes, and I got to read this.
Can I jump in here for a
jump,
second?
Jump, Scoot,
jump. In here?
First off, are your Jordans tied tight right now?
No, they are not tied.
Okay. And so, guess what shoes he's wearing currently right now? Vans.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
So I really don't have an excuse for this. I really thought I was being good friend Joe. Because you know, like when somebody's going to, I felt the vibe somebody was getting me something.
Okay.
You know how you want it, like you get that gift from an aunt and like it's a sweater with a V-neck and like you don't want to act like
you don't really
like
wear the V-neck.
And I know Steve knows me well enough to know it's going to be nice. So I'm just trying to be open guy. And then I go back and read and I was thoroughly embarrassed. I was stuttering, if you can do that in text.
I was going to say, how do you stutter in a text message?
I was given 9-11 sizes. Like he said, I felt like growing up when your big friend gives you them old shoes. Man, I put four pair of socks on as long as I can get them and they fit. So
I'm like, you're a grown-ass man. Why are you tightening up?
Yeah, don't. Like, I've been not ever,
I said, what
ever,
size?
Ever see you tightening up.
I said, what size are you? Between 10.5 and 11. 10.5 is a size.
Yeah.
11 is a size.
11.5 is a size.
It's three sizes.
There's no 10.75.
No.
Even if your right foot is bigger than your left quarters. Foot, you still have to buy two different pairs of shoes to discover which one.
He tried to give you a damn fitted hat size, and it's a shoe.
I said, reread what you said.
I did, and I apologized, and I'm thankful for the gift I'm receiving.
I didn't even order the shoes because I was so irritated.
Oh, so you didn't even get them. I
was irritated.
And
I'm like,
you still didn't order them.
Hell no, I didn't order them because the whole time I'm going through this banter, like, what size do you wear?
Man, this is like 8:30 in the morning, and I'm like, I was getting
it was like Saturday?
Ripped apart. Sunday.
Sunday.
I was ripped apart for like, this went on for like 20 minutes, and it's all my fault. It's 100% I take ownership. My fault. It's COVID.
But the best part about it is when I finally got it down, I'm 11.
We did all of this.
That's your size.
Just cut to it, bro. That's all you had to do.
We have to take a break, and more than anything, we got to pay some bills.
Mm-hmm. Need that check.
I love Cut To It, and I love it even more when you download us and subscribe.
And you can follow us on social media too, Smitty.
Where at?
That's at Cut To It on Instagram.
What about Twitter?
At Cut To It.
Facebook?
Cut To It featuring Steve Smith Sr.
What about online?
And you can follow us at cuttoitpodcast.com where you can buy merch and you can subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
I got all my answers I got all my questions answered.
That's what I'm here for, brother. cuttoitpodcast.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey, we're back in the studio. Cut To It. Steve, man, how's it going, bro?
It's going good. You know, it's going real good. I'm excited for today because we got a really cool guest. But then also, you know, just how the stars align. Mm-hmm. Man, was out playing golf the other day.
Okay, tell me about it.
Right? So we're playing golf, and I'm pretty – I wouldn't go on a tour and say I'm a pretty good golfer because I'm not. But I could, if I hit the ball, if
you're
I get
improving,
a,
you're improving.
Yeah, yeah, if I get my
making contact,
if I get my driver on it, it can go. Mm-hmm. I can hit about 200, 325, 225.
That's a big range, 200, 325. You can smack it.
Just, I can smack that. It, yeah. But I got a slice I'm trying to get rid of.
Aren't we
so,
all?
So bang, I hit that thing about, it goes about 250. Mm-hmm. Now, the course I'm playing, the 18 and 9 is real narrow.
Okay, so real narrow.
So they're playing right next to each other.
Gotcha.
Boom. So I veer right. I got a slice. Veers right. So I'm probably 100 yards from the green.
Okay.
I'm just on the other hole. I'm on the ninth hole.
Hey, don't tell you when that happens.
So I got 100 yards to the green. Ninth on the ninth hole on the right next to it. So I play with I don't like playing with the standard white ball because I struggle to see
to find them.
To find it, yeah.
If it's early morning, you can the light reflects all you can't find.
I don't care if it's afternoon. I still struggle. I'm on the struggle bus. So I play I play with a lot of different colored balls. And so I played with a red one, which is red is my favorite color. So I'm playing it, hit it, pow. So it's on the other one and playing with my boy Joe. And so I'm like, Joe says, I got you. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going over park. I'm going over, and there's a gentleman on the ninth hole as well.
Gotcha.
But I'm on 18, so I'm interfering in his game. So I take my time, and I make sure I can go after he hits. And I'm looking for this red ball on this green green fairway. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to miss. And I'm like, where's my ball? So I go over, and then this guy's looking at me very – in my mind, I'm going, dang, he's going to want to – got to do this whole –
he wants a picture. He recognizes that issue.
Yeah. So I've had guys approach me. Hey, man, you saw my golf ball? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Right? So I'm going on there, and I'm like, oh. And as he's going, he goes, hey, did you hit a red ball? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you hit a red ball? Yes. Oh, no, no. So I'm like, okay. He was like, oh, is this your ball? Yeah.
So he found it.
No, he didn't find my ball. This son of a gun takes my ball.
Oh, he stole it?
He stole it. He picked my ball up. He said, ooh, red ball. He looked up and said.
He beat you for your ball.
No, he said, ooh, Lord, thank you for this red Callaway ball that you given me that I have not hit the
ball.
That
I did not purchase.
That I did not purchase, but I'll take it, right? Takes the
finders
ball, puts it in his bag. So when I approach him, I say, yeah, bro, you got my ball. Mm-hmm. He is now looking at me as if I'm going to beat him up. And I'm still probably about 30 yards away from him. So uh-huh. We're like having this loud talking distant conversation. He put his ball in his bag and he's staring at me, pulling my ball out of his bag.
So he's caught.
He's caught. Stealing my ball.
Red-handed with the red ball.
Yes. And so he goes, hey, did you hit a red ball? So my reply to him, well, did you not play with a red ball? Well, here's what makes it even classier. Uh-huh. Day and a half later, take my boys to play golf. Mm-hmm. They want to hit the driving range. Dad, you played without us the other day. Can you? All right, let's go. Pull up. So I got Deuce, 6 years old. I got Boston, 15 years old. Pull up, we park. I get out of my car. Guess who is putting his bag into his trunk?
The red ball thief.
Yes. He looks at me, and you should have saw
Captain
his face.
Captain Sticky Fingers.
Captain Sticky Fingers. And I just giggle. He goes, hey, how you doing? I said, take any balls lately? He looked at me, got in his car, and Deucey goes, is that the guy who took your ball the other day? I say, yep, that is him. He goes, he better drive off. This story's never been told.
Ooh.
So let's go.
What's on your mind? What's on your mental?
So what's on my mental is we usually do evergreen. But this is going to be stapled mm-hmm. with, we're going to marry this with a Panther.
Ooh.
So we're going to go with a Carolina Panther insider.
Ooh, the juicy stories.
Moose and Smitty conversation.
So a conversation between you and Moose and Muhammad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You're pulling this out the archives.
Yeah, this
digging
is
digging in the crates.
This is actually, I'll say this, start off. Moose is like my big brother. Mm-hmm. We're super competitive, uber competitive. But there were times where I got on Moose nerves, mm-hmm. and Moose got on my nerves.
As what happens when in brotherhoods.
Yeah. So my rookie, was it my rookie year or my second year? One of my years, actually, Moose didn't know it, but Moose kind of made me who I was, who I am today.
Okay.
And how it went is Coach Richard Williamson was always tough on me. Mm-hmm. Always tough. And one day, and his wife Norma loved them, love her. She, you know, speak to her. I never can say anything negative towards Richard. He always pushed me to places that I didn't want to go. And that's a sign of a great coach.
Yeah.
But on this day, Richard was the offensive coordinator. Mike McCoy was the wide receivers coach. Mike McCoy was the head coach of the offense coordinator for Denver Broncos when Coach Josh McDaniels became head coach, and then he became the head coach of the San Diego Chargers, and now he's just at the house chilling. So one day, so this was my rookie year. One day, running the wrong routes, old West Coast offense, I came from a number system out of college, and Richard Williamson grabbed me and kind of like talked down to me. He was a coach, but he talked down to me and told me how he felt about me that day. Now, that day, he didn't feel really good about me.
Oh.
And he kind of grabbed me, and it rubbed me the wrong way. And when he grabbed me, you know, I want to say I blanked out, but I was getting close to grabbing him.
Okay.
And Mike kind of was like stepped in between us, and, you know, and Richard was cussing, and I said a few choice words as well. I know, big surprise. And but Moose did something that just kind of got to me. And Moose said, "Man, you from Cali. You supposed to be one of them Cali dudes. Mm-hmm. You gonna let that old man do that to you?" And Moose just poured it on. So my mom is one of 13. And I have an uncle named Tim who's maybe 6 or 8 years older than me. But he's like my big brother. Mm-hmm. He got kicked out of the house from my grandfather, my grandpa Alfred. He actually, when I was young, he was my roommate. And when he was going to high school. And so he's like 10 years older than me. So I was like a first or second grade, and I'm rooming with a dude that's a senior in high school. Super odd, right? But, you know, that's just how it is, a close family. And why is Uncle Tim coming into the picture? Well, Moose hit me with that, and it didn't sit well with me. And I took my time coming home, and I remember parking in the driveway, and I actually chirped him because I had to sprint.
Chirp.
And so he called me. He's like, "What's up?" And I told him what happened, and I told him how Moose in kind of like, you know, how he played up the situation on the field and in the locker room. And I just remember crying. And I was really emotional about it. And my uncle said, "Well, you know, Stevon, this isn't Stevon I know. First of all, why are you crying like this?" And I explained it to him. And he was like, "Well, you still haven't told me why you're crying like this. Because that's not the Stevon I know. This is not the Cali. It's not the family member, the kid that I know." And his response really challenged me. He was not sympathetic bit. But what was really cool is I remember he said, "So what are you going to do about it?" I was like, "What you mean?" He said, "What the fuck are you going to do about it?"
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, "You know what? All right." He said, "No, I want you to tell me." And I said, "Well," he's like, "The best thing you can do to get back at Moose is what?" And I'm like, "You know, you're all emotional. I don't know. Whoop his ass." You know, he's like, "No, what can you do?" From that day forward, Moose challenged and ignited me to the point of, and again, I say this, really, I have a great relationship with Moose. But what Moose doesn't understand is Moose created me. Because When I got off the phone, the things that I said to my uncle is which I live every day, which is my goal was to remove Moose off every category in the wide receivers record books for the Carolina Panthers. My goal was to, when they say Carolina Panther wide receiver, Musa Muhammad's name is not to be mentioned. Mm-hmm. And from that day forward, whatever Moose did, my goal was to do it better. If he caught one pass with one hand, I wanted to catch 10.
Yeah.
If he caught two first downs, I wanted to catch 20. If he finished with 20 yards of yak, I wanted to catch with 40.
Right.
Every single day from that day forward, my goal was to remove Moose from the record books. And there's only going to be one name. Mine. Every single day for 4 or 5 years. Didn't matter. Smiled at him. Loved him.
Right. He's still a colleague, right? Still a work colleague.
But my goal was to remove him from the record books. And the crazy part is, because of that moment, he challenged me and didn't know it. And he invented me. And every day after that, because when I first came out, I was 7 in college. So I wanted 87. And I asked him. He was like, go sit somewhere.
He blew you off.
Well, I mean, I didn't know any better.
Right.
But, you know, also, all he can do is tell me no.
Right.
So I was like, all right, cool. And so what's crazy is, you know, nobody really knows that. The one person that really knows it, and he told me he said never tell him that story. Mr. Richardson told me Moose did not. Don't ever tell Moose that he created you.
So he doesn't even know that now?
He doesn't even know now. He'll probably hear it now. Because, you know, they'll probably run it. But the fact of the matter is, that's the reason why I went so hard. That's why I never really got along with anybody. My goal was seek and destroy. Remove. Eradicate. And that's what happened.
I was saying, that's what you did.
That's what I did. Now, I respect Moose and
yeah.
love Moose, but...
From a competitive standpoint.
Competitive standpoint, he didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. And a lot of people don't know that.
Well, I don't have a follow-up to that. Yeah. you nailed it. Nah, what am I supposed to say to that?
The crazy part now, when he hears that, he's going to be like, fuck.
Nah. I mean, but you got to respect it.
Yeah.
You got to respect it. So.
Yeah, but it was cool because my uncle tell me, he challenged me. He said, "What are you gonna do about it?"
Both dudes did.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but he challenged me. I guess my uncle challenged me because I knew the relationship.
Right.
Me and Moose plays golf and with all that stuff. But at some point, probably he'll hear this and he'll be like, "So if I wouldn't have did that,
you telling me?"
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Moose. Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Moose.
Thank you. Hakuna Matata. You are a unique person. You are well worth it. You are competent. And most of all, you're lovable. I'm Steve Smith, Sr.
I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It. Cut to It with Steve Smith, Sr. That is me. Is a production of Cut to It LLC, Balto Creative Media, The Black Effect, and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From Cut to It, executive producer Steve Smith Sr., co-host Gerard Littlejohn, talent and booking manager Joe Fushi, social media team Wesley Robinson and John Cho. From Balto Creative Media, Cut to It is produced by Brian Baltashevich and Meredith Carter, with production assistance by Alex Lebrecht, production coordinator Taylor Robinson. Theme music by Alex Johnson, lyrics and vocals by Anthony Hamilton.
If you ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know.
Cause you know it's on.
It's on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.